Hello, guys, this is me. I'm back with another Lesser Challenge. This time I want to talk specifically about persuasion. So, I'm not a persuasive person. I don't know much about persuasion, but I'm sure in the future I'll read lots of different things. I'll watch lots of different videos, and of course I will listen to lots of different podcasts about this, this subject, persuasion. From, different people around the world, the persuasive person, people like, Tony Robbins, Darren Hardy, or maybe Brian Tracy, and so on and so on. So, yeah, in the future I'll learn more. I know a little bit now. And the technique that AJ taught, will teach you if you listen to this VIP lesson, is called presupposition. Presupposition is you just go and presuppose. It means think before action. So you think you will, for example, have a discount from salesman, and then ask how much you will have. So you are presupposing that you will have discount instead of asking about the discount, and then you're somehow pressuring the person to give you the discount. And this technique is about that. So if you want to know more, just go on and listen to AJ's lesson. It's called in Zamachanas, it is translated Art of Persuasion. It means, but the title is Presupposition. So if you like, go on and listen to it. And if you like to have a less like just like me, a less like challenge, you can just listen to it 30 times, and it's gonna be so much, because I've been listening to this, I believe, for a month, so until I covered 30 times, so it was very, very, very much. So yeah. So by the way, I want to talk specifically about persuasion, not just presupposition, or law of reciprocation. If I'm not mistaken, pronunciation is a little bit tough. So yeah. Presupposition and law of reciprocation. Yep, that's it. To reciprocate. So, the technique, let me talk a little bit about reciprocation. The reciprocation is, it means I give you something and you give me something to get even. For example, I give you, I lend you some money. You will pay me back because, and of course, in the future, you will help me in some ways because you want to be even, to get even with me. So that's the meaning of reciprocation. But I'm not gonna talk about these techniques, presupposition, reciprocation, and so on and so forth. So I'm gonna talk about another. Lots of benefits to be persuasive. So, at first when I started to be in this forum, Zamachanas' forum, so I wasn't so, good in English. So I was just a person, I had a little bit of researches, and I knew a little bit, of English. I wasn't fluent. I had no idea how to speak English, how to understand. And on those days, I had no idea how to, learn English in a positive and an advantageous way. So I had no idea. So at first, when I signed up and decided to be active on the forum, I had no idea how to learn effectively But I knew a little bit about, you know, Power English. So at first, when I come up and decided to be active on the forum, I answered several questions. You know, I knew some people from those days. Lots of them aren't on the forum, so I can say they don't do much these days. So I can remember those days. I just answered their questions. I just talked with them, and I said, yes, Power English is amazing. I use new methods of learning, which is called original course. And so I used that, and then I decided to talk about Power English. I said about, you know, my experience, and people liked the way I talk. So it was somehow persuasive, is that right? Because you're just helping people, just answering questions isn't enough, in my opinion. So you just answer people's questions, and maybe they would believe, maybe they won't. So you have to talk in a way that people like. So I had that ability in somehow in myself, actually, I can say. So it wasn't something that I was taught. So yeah. And I decided to talk, and I decided to talk in a way that people like, and they, you know, little by little, gradually, they believe that I know a little bit of English. So then I decided to improve my, you know, knowledge about English, how to learn it, and I wrote several articles, and here I am, as you guys know. So why we need to be persuasive? If you want to talk about, you know, with people, you have to be persuasive. If you want to be a sales person, or maybe you want to sell something to someone, maybe you want to persuade someone, you have two different, you know, way, right? And the first one is a coercion. It means to force people. So it's not a good idea. So usually I can remember that when I was in high school, most of the time I go around, I went around and, you know, somehow bullied lots of people. I wasn't that, you know, rude, no. But I can remember those days. I can remember, yeah, of course. I remember that I sold one of my necklaces to a person by force. And it was very rude, and I'm so sorry about that. I said, you have to buy this. And he said, okay. And I sold it about 10,000, because I was, you know, broke in those days. I needed money, so I used force. And of course, it wasn't good. I'm sorry, and I'm so upset about that. And I know that person. I talk with him, and we get along very well. So yeah. By the way, and the second way is just to talk, and the best way is just to talk, and you have to know how to talk with people to get them persuaded. For example, if you want to talk with your kids, you have to talk in a way that they like, because, you know, you have to encourage them to do something, unless they won't do it, right? So, for example, if you want to make them to study a little bit, so you can just force them and hit them, because you want their future to be great, but you're using force so they won't study. Or if they study, I can remember a day that my father forced me to study, and I went to my room and I closed the door. I pretended that I was studying, but I, you know, somehow hugged the book and I went to sleep. Yes, I slept on that day, and the next day I went to have the exam and I failed. So force isn't gonna help. Yes, you have to, you know, somehow encourage your kid or child, children. So of course. So For example, if you study and work very hard, you can have, you know, have a little bit of your free time, and you can play your, you know, with your PlayStation. If not, you can play with your tablet, or you can go out and play with your friends. This is the best one, I believe. Because these days, people, you know, children don't go out and, you know, play that much. So maybe you can encourage them in a good way. And, you know, just playing with PlayStation isn't that awesome. So by the way, yep. So the best way is to encourage people, and it's somehow the, it's like, you know, the reciprocation. Reciprocating method, of course. So it's somehow like that, you know. If you do something, I will do something for you. So if the person, the child, of course, study a little bit, you can encourage them. Okay, if you do this, I will give you this. So after you do this, I will give you that. You know, I will let you to go out and so on and so forth. So. Here I usually use this a lot. For example, if you do this, if you study with Power English, I will guarantee you will improve your English a lot after 6 months. If you do what I say, if you study very hard and use and record your voice and, you know, so on and so forth, you're gonna be amazing. So that's the method I usually use. You know, if you do this, you will have this. So that's very persuasive, of course. So, in my opinion, we all have to go and study more about, you know, these kind of techniques, because with the, you know, weapon, it's kind of a weapon, you know, because people usually, especially me, you know, I don't usually talk with people a lot. So when it comes to real situation, when I want to talk with people, I'm a total mess. Yes, especially in a crowded place. I can't talk that much. I can't. Why? Because it's simple. Because I don't know how to talk. I'm super shy on those kind of situations. And I am afraid to talk somehow. So yeah. We have to practice, we have to read a lot of different things and how to persuade people, especially in a crowded place, in a society. So, yes, we have to study about that and we have to learn. And you can start with the presupposition lesson, which AJ had in VIP lesson. You can start with that. Start with that, and then in the future, go on and, you know, for example, read the compound effect, which one of my friends, Izawa Shamas, introduced it to me, and from Darren Hardy. It's amazing. There is a Persian translation. You can buy it if it Fibido. I don't know, I can't remember the exact name of the application, by 3,000 tuman, and go on and buy it and then read it. It's amazing, seriously. So it's gonna help you, you know, to have some discipline in your life and progress gradually by, you know, doing things, doing special things. And we have to read a lot of, you know, things like this. And of course, we can watch a lot of videos on YouTube about this subject, persuasion. So that's it. That's it for today. I talk a lot. I'm sorry, guys. I was so warmed up. I had to talk a lot. So by the way, I'm sorry. I talk so much. And thank you very much for listening to me. And until next time, bye for now.